Dr. Pond, good morning.
Oh, I tell you. You just give me chills and shivers.
I've been working on my segues into. It's been a while since I filled in for Ron on the air, so I've had a lot of time to really think about this.
Oh boy! Well, all I have to say, apropos of that jewelry store commercial, is this is Pond Wayne.
Wayne Pond.
I love it.
Oh, man.
I guess, Alex, I've always wanted to say that on the air.
Yes, yes. Well, really, any time you want to do that, you can go ahead. I think both Ron and I will just let it go.
All right. Well, listen, I got a interview this morning.
All right.
Guys, the word of the day, apropos, again, of this very dark cloud that has been floating over the Carolina blue sky or through the Carolina blue sky. As we move ahead, how many times have we heard that phrase?
Assuming we
word of the
ahead,
day
yeah.
is perspicaciousness.
Ooh.
Perspicaciousness. Aaron, I'm sure that in all of your scholarly wanderings, you've stumbled across this a couple of times. P as in Paul, P-E-R-S-P-I-C-A-C. I-O-U-S-M-E-S-S.
I spelled it right.
Is that a mouthful or is that a mouthful?
I am just proud of myself that I spelled it right.
That is a long word.
Right. That is a long word, yeah.
Perspicaciousness, one more time. P as in Paul, P-E-R-S-P-I-C-A-C-I-O-U-S-M-E-S-S. Comes from a Latin, has a Latin lineage, etymology, a couple of words that mean through and seen. It's all about perception, keenness of perception, and discernment. Would you say that those are qualities we're all looking for here, and no matter whose report we're quoting?
I would hope so, yes. And given the root, I imagine that lack of such would make you sweat a little bit as well.
Well, I think you've got that right. So there it is, friends. Perspicaciousness, your word of the day. Enjoy it. Take it for a walk. Put it on its little leash and then put it back in its box and let it sleep overnight, okay?
All right, Dr. Pond, thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.